State officials estimate that up to 100,000 Vermonters work jobs that do not offer employee retirement plans, and that makes saving difficult. Vermont State Treasurer Mike Pichek says these are often younger workers, women, and people of color. And it's not just Vermont. National statistics indicate one-third of working-age Americans have no retirement savings at all. Lawmakers in Montpelier have passed legislation intended to help make savings for retirement easier. And Vermont Public's Nina Keck is here to tell us more about this new program. It's called Vermont Saves. Hi, Nina.
Hey, Mitch.
So both the House and Senate approved this legislation unanimously. We don't often see that today, do we?
No, you know, and it was funny watching some of the committee hearings on this when it was just a proposal. People were kind of gushing. I heard Republican Senator Randy Brock say that he loved this bill, and he even admitted that he doesn't often say that in the legislature. But this legislation really has the potential to do a lot of good.
Well, what exactly is Vermont Saves and how would it work?
Vermont Saves is a retirement savings plan that would be available to Vermonters 18 and older who don't have a plan through their job. And according to state data, 45% of private employers in Vermont don't offer retirement benefits. So as you mentioned in the introduction, this could potentially impact a lot of people. The way it works is employers who don't offer retirement benefits and who have five or more employees would need to enroll in the new program or face fines. And there are no costs to employers to enroll, and it's expected to take about 2 years to get this savings plan up and running. And the enrollment process would be phased in, starting with employers with 25 or more employees, followed by smaller companies. And once a business signs up, Mitch, their workers are automatically enrolled in a retirement fund that's going to be overseen by the state treasurer's office.
Well, Nani, you mentioned that employers with five or more workers need to enroll in the program. Can individuals or smaller companies sign up as well?
Yeah, it's a good question. I asked Treasurer Pichek that, and he told me they absolutely will be able to, but there won't be a legal requirement for them to do so.
And I understand the state is using a Roth IRA for this program. Remind listeners what that is, a Roth IRA.
A Roth IRA is a type of retirement account that uses already taxed earnings, basically your take-home pay. So individuals are setting aside a portion of that take-home pay into this retirement fund. State officials say that type of fund would be easier to administer, and they say workers can tap into their money more easily with the Roth IRA without tax penalties. And that's important, Mitch, because Vermont Saves is meant to not only help people save for retirement, but help them cover emergencies that come up because, well, emergencies always do come up. Mm. And data shows that more than 60% of Americans can't handle a $1,000 emergency without borrowing money. That statistic really jumped out at me.
Yeah, that's pretty scary. Workers who qualify will automatically be enrolled in Vermont Saves. What if they don't want to or think they can't afford to participate in the program?
Sure, workers can opt out of this program at any time. But if they don't opt out, the default setting will kick in with a 5% payroll deduction. So 5% of a worker's take-home pay will automatically be slid into this retirement fund each pay period. And if that seems like too much or too little, people can change that amount to whatever works best for them. And they'll also have several investment funds to choose from so they can decide how much risk to take with their savings.
Always the big question, Nina, how much is this program going to cost? And will businesses or taxpayers have to foot some of the bill?
Lawmakers have budgeted $750,000 to get the program up and running, and that's going to pay for a director and an outreach coordinator and startup logistics with the retirement account vendor. Once the program is up and running in 2025, participants, not employers, will pay a small fee to cover ongoing administration costs, pretty much like they do in private retirement accounts. And lawmakers set a cap on those fees at $30 a year per person. This program is also seen as an investment, Mitch. According to advocates, when workers save with the program, they'll be better off financially. So down the road, they'll be less dependent on taxpayer-funded assistance when they're older. At least that's the concept.
Now, this is not a new concept, Nina. Apparently, Vermont not really reinventing the wheel here. Other states have launched similar programs. And how are they doing with these programs they've launched?
Yeah, six states have similar retirement savings programs that are up and running, and six more have passed legislation, and they are in the process of setting programs up. I spoke with Christine Chang, who directs Illinois' Secure Choice Plan. It launched back in 2018, and Chang says they've got more than 121,000 participants with $115 million in assets. And when they started, she says they did hear a lot of concerns about how it would work. Listen to what she said there.
That this was going to crowd out providers in the private market, that this was going to cause maybe some existing employers to drop their plans in favor of picking up the state program, that this would be too much of a burden for employers, perhaps that employees, particularly those with low wages, wouldn't be able to save through this program. And really, all of those things have been dispelled over time.
Chang told me that in Illinois, Oregon, and California, which have been running the programs the longest, about a third of workers do opt out, but she said the other two thirds are saving. And she says Vermont can learn a lot about what's working and what's not worked from the existing programs.
Finally, Nina, Governor Phil Scott still has to sign this legislation for it to become law. Is he expected to do that?
Well, the governor's press secretary told me that he is supportive of the concept, but he hasn't signed the bill yet, so we still need to wait and see, but it looks like he probably will.
Reporter Nina Keck, who covers aging issues for Vermont Public. Nina, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Mitch.